Hello, and this is part one of RTZ Studios' Zombie Survival Guide. You never know when you might need it. Now, Meetak and Tyson have different Zombie Survival Guides, so we're just doing them separately. Anyway, now, the first thing you need to know about zombies is that they look green and are very sick and smelly. And if you see them, then unless you want to join some weird evil force and not even have a brain trying to suck brains and pretty much die, then you should probably run away. So, the best way to get away from zombies is to go out of space. But, unfortunately, zombies would have eaten up the whole space station place, and there would be nowhere to go. So, this is what would happen to find a journey to space. First, you go to Antarctica to hide for 2 years, packed with warm, raining food supplies and stuff. But, of course, when you got there, you would forget about the zombie penguins there, and so you would swim back and probably not survive on the way there or the way back. Or there. So, bad idea. Anyway, go on the ground and fight zombies until you find an underground research lab. Now, of course, when the people are doing evil experiments and when they create zombies, it always has to do with space. So, go into space. Now, as you know, you are now on a ship in space. Now, going to the moon. But of course, if they went to space, then they probably got the zombies from, say, the moon or something. So visit every single planet until you find one. Of course, they'll just be everywhere because they wouldn't spread. So, bad idea. Find some weird black hole portal. Actually, black hole's a good idea because that completely kills you. But anyway, find some weird portal to another universe where that research lab was never created. But of course, then in 20 years' time, when you're all grown up, now some other stupid people come along and kill me, Raphael, by making some more zombies. So basically, the trick to Zombie Survival Guide is that you can't survive zombies no matter what. They're just stupid, mindless idiots who everybody hates. But there is one way to survive them. Unfortunately, I don't know it. But I do know that you can have a lot of fun with them. Like, for example, even have zombie races. It's really awesome. So that concludes my Raphael's Zombie Survival Guide. Bye-bye, and tune in for the next Zombie Survival Guide.